If I can have your attention, we're now joined by the driver of the number 41 Haas Automation Monster Energy Ford, Kurt Busch. We'll go right to questions. We'll start with Jerry up front. I think we lost our mics.
It dropped off.
Distance for you and several others?
Yeah, as far as the penalty on the four, now being minus three is way better than minus 25. Going into the playoffs, the big three had all of those bonus points from the year-long performance. And so we knew we had our work cut out for us, and we've been steady all the way through, especially this round, where we knew this was the who's who, the final eight, the elite eight in this grouping, and Logano, I think, has performed the best on average with points. For us, we have finished eighth or better in every stage and race finish at the end of the race in this sector in the playoffs. And yet we were still 25 behind, which is basically what we went into the playoffs knowing. And so that means we've performed the same as the big three, but we haven't gained on them. And so you got to do it with a win. And being minus three, that does change it a little bit, because we watched my little brother struggle at Texas with a penalty, and he lost 20-some-odd points last week. So it can change dramatically, and it's nice to have a realistic number to go race somebody, and you can't just focus on one guy, though, because all of us in this grouping of eight, I think, are the most competitive eight that we've ever seen this far into the season. So if I'm still focused on Harvick or Truex, Chase Elliott can just leapfrog us and go and win the race to work his way in. Same thing with Amarola, Bowyer. So it's a really good group of guys. And for us on the 41 car, it's exciting. We know we're a good team, and this gives us a really good shot at it.
We'll go to Wolfgang and then to Lee.
Kurt, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Maybe you can clarify something. I'm still confused with this penalty stuff when I'm coming over from Europe. Besides Harvick, there were some other teams or drivers fine. Two questions. Number one, you think the rule book in this case is not written very clearly? It's open for interpretation, what to do and what not to do, like in F1?
Yeah, if it was written in German, I still wouldn't understand it either. It definitely can use some tweaking in the way that penalties are handed out and the way that rules are interpreted. And I think all of this will be a big lesson for our sport, for the teams, and just the overall interpretation and the health of the way that our fans need to understand the penalties. For me, there can be a whole different type of system.
Okay. And the second question, you not fear personally something what happened to Harvick can also happen to your car here or maybe in Homestead?
Every week everybody's pushing the envelope, whether it's from the same organization or different manufacturers. Everybody in the top eight is pushing in all directions that they can. And so Billy Scott is our leader, my crew chief on the 41 car. He communicates with William, our lead engineer, and our car chief has a job to do once that car clears tech to report back what went through, what didn't, and now we have to change our balance according to that. Because if you get, a different length something or more skew, it's going to affect the car's handling, and you have to dial it in. So everybody's pushing in all directions. And for us, we just kind of keep the blinders on and go after it on our own self, by our own self, and see what we can get done.
You got Lee and then Bob.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. That being said, when all these guys are kind of pushing it to the limit, have you basically had the conversation with Billy that, don't get us in trouble when you're pushing those limits, and B, I don't want to know if you are, kind of a deal, so you're not held culpable, when something like this happens, like happened with the four?
Yeah, I've always encouraged Billy to use common sense, to use passion, creative ingenuity, and anything and everything that we can do to make our car the best that it can be. And for Billy, we've come a long way in just this short year together. And once we made the playoffs with that win at Bristol, I could tell that his confidence level went up. and that helped everybody around us. And everybody gathered right before the playoffs started and put all the ideas that we possibly could on the table. And it's up to Billy to decide what's important to push and what's not. And that's what makes good leaders as strong as they are when they can perform at the level that they do. And then there's times you don't push because you feel like that would hurt the integrity of the team and the integrity of yourself and your overall value as a crew chief. So it's really up to the crew chief to push. And for me as a driver, I just go and drive. I know that they've given 100% effort to get the car as best as it can be. I really don't want to know on what's pushed through and what gets through or what doesn't. I just go and do my part as a driver because this is a team sport. There's so much that goes into pit stop practice, race strategy, aerodynamics, engine, chassis design. There's so many categories that I just go and do my job as the driver side of it, similar to what a quarterback goes and does for a football team, because you got to have special teams, you got to have defense, you got to have all these different other elements to be successful.
Bob?
Bob Hockers, ESPN. I have two. As strong as Harvick has been here at Phoenix recently in the last 4 or 5 years, how do you feel about your chances of beating him straight up by 3 or 4 points?
I feel pretty good. I mean, this week with the penalty, it's like we won 2 stages without even firing up the engine on our car. And so now we're equal. And the job now is to get stage 1, stage 2, and to see how things pan out for the end of the race. We finished 10th here in the spring, but we stayed out to try to win stage 2 and then got buried, I think, 25th or 26th on that restart. And it took us a long time to work our way back to the top 10. We know our job is going to be tough, but we just got to go after it.
And sometimes when there are big penalties handed down, you see a change in dynamic in the garage of who's good and who's not. I mean, if there's a crackdown on spoilers, do you view that there will be – will we notice the next 2 weeks?
I don't think you'll see much here at Phoenix. Yes, aerodynamics are important at every racetrack. You know, if they took an inch of his rear spoiler away, that would make a big difference. I don't think you'll see much this weekend. This is one of those old school short track Saturday night, Sunday afternoon brawls that you have all these guys in position to work their way towards the championship round in Miami. And this is what it's all about. You know, just omit and forget the penalties. Whatever the points stack up, there are two guys that feel really safe right now, Joey Logano and my little brother Kyle Busch. Beyond that, there's 6 of us going for those 2 spots. That's the excitement. That's the value. That's why the grandstands are going to be full on Sunday. And that's what should be talked about, is the value of what a cutoff race is to get to the championship round. This is 34 race weekends have already gone by. This is 35. And there's one more after this for a shot at the championship. That's what I'm excited about.
Go back and then Zach and then to Reed.
Jonathan Merriman, NASCAR.com. Kurt, you've worked with Tony Gibson before. How much of a Swiss Army knife is Tony to be able to come in and plug and play in? Seems like just about every single role that SHR has got in the shop.
Yeah, I love the depth at SHR. When you're having a situation like the 4 cars going through and you call on your next best guy, and it's my crew chief that we won the Daytona 500 with last year, that's an impressive roster of people. And Gibson will execute perfectly for that team on what they need to do all weekend. That car is very successful here at Phoenix, and so he'll be the glue that keeps everybody together, and he'll keep that calming force behind him. So yeah, he's my old crew chief. I'm racing against him this weekend for a shot at the title, but that's just, again, the quality and the effort that SHR puts forth every week.
Zach Catan's ready, kickingthetires.net. What do you really anticipate for the restarts here? That's really the big change when it comes to the start-finish line. How they're going to use the dog leg and then going into turn one, possibly it's going to funnel in and get a little tight. What do you really anticipate for the restarts?
Yeah, it'll be pretty wild. I anticipate a lot of different moves. First thing I did when I got to the hauler was to DVR the truck race and the Xfinity race to watch the replays and to see how different moves are put together. With the start-finish line where it is and the dog leg shape, you can go all the way down to the bottom of the track, but the further you go down there, the dirtier it gets as far as dust and dirt and rubber buildup. And so you risk that trash on your tires when you drop down into turn one. So we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be pretty exciting, though, to see the way that the trucks and the Xfinity guys start to pave the way for us.
Lee?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. You talked about the six guys that are still fighting for the final two spots. Four of them are Stewart Haas drivers. Almirola Bowyer can only get in by winning. It may come down between you and Kevin for one of the spots. At this point, are the SHR teams still working together, or is it at this point is it every man for himself?
Today's Friday. We're still working together. Saturday, we'll still work together, but maybe not as much. Sunday, it's every team and every car number for himself. That's the culture that we have all put together at SHR. I learned it at Roush years ago when we put five cars in the playoffs. And you work together 6 days out of the week, you go race on the seventh.
Have any other questions for Kurt?
Any update on next year?
No update on next year. No, I have still got to get all the things lined up.
On that note, thank you, Kurt.
All right, thank you.